In a report by the Massachusetts Health Council, a statewide nonprofit agency that includes over 150 health-oriented organizations, tobacco use is still the leading cause of preventable illness and death among Massachusetts residents, with 9,000 deaths attributed annually to tobacco use. Joan Rubel, project coordinator at the Berkshire Tobacco Free Community Partnership, said that the near 9,000 figure is not surprising, and it's close to numbers she's seen in previous years. She says that there are ways that the state can invest more in preventing tobacco-related illness and death. She suggested more taxes on tobacco products besides cigarettes.
Cigarettes are highly taxed in Massachusetts, but other tobacco products aren't. They're cheap and they're accessible, they're flavored. And appealing to kids.
Rubel also said that she'd like to see more insurance companies take strides to cover those trying to quit smoking. She said preventative steps will save patients and the healthcare system money.
You know, because there's plenty of evidence at this point that if you reduce the barriers to somebody making a quit attempt, they will be successful and the overall cost to the healthcare system will go down over time. It costs much less to help them quit than to cover their smoking-related illnesses in the future.
Rubel also said that in the Berkshires, more urban areas, including Pittsfield and North Adams, have a higher rate of nicotine addiction. The report was released just before the American Cancer Society's Great American Smokeout, which is occurring this Thursday, November 15th. According to the American Cancer Society and World Lung Foundation, an estimated 1 billion people will die across the globe during the 21st century due to the ill health effects caused by tobacco. The Society also says that in the United States, tobacco use is responsible for almost 1 in 5 deaths. In Berkshire County, Northern Berkshire Health Systems is just one organization participating in the smokeout. Spokesman Paul Hopkins said that the Reach for Community Health program will be providing information and resources at the North Adams Regional Hospital for those seeking to quit.
Up to and including gum, mints, and even lollipops to help smokers with their cravings. We'll have lots of information on how people can quit, where to start, who to talk with, and we can even get them connected with a smoking cessation counselor on the spot.
The report by the Massachusetts Health Council also found that illicit drug use, including heroin, is on the rise in Massachusetts, especially in the eastern part of the state. According to the Associated Press, the council referenced a federal report that showed in 2011 Boston had the highest rate of emergency room visits related to illegal drugs among 11 major metropolitan areas. Heroin addiction is also becoming a serious problem in Berkshire County. At a community forum hosted by the Northern Berkshire Community Coalition last week, Detective John LeClaire of the North Adams Police Department and the Berkshire County Drug Task Force described the scope of the problem.
I would consider it an epidemic level.
LeClaire said that the increase in heroin addiction in Berkshire County is directly attributed to the rising rate of prescription drug abuse, including opioid painkillers. Lois Donis of the Northern Berkshire Community Coalition said at that meeting that there are 32 doses of addictive prescription medications available per person in Berkshire County. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.